Strony Q100 test. Okay, I'm gonna try and do this with like as little editing as possible because this is the first time I've tested the Q100 inside my recording booth. You're currently plugged into my Tascam, and like the head is like dead on. You can actually hear yourself wiggle on the stand. That's the stand you're on. I was just gonna test out the ear licking, but I'm gonna be honest, I did actually wash the ears, but the microphone still stinks, so if I get sick from this, I guess I know exactly why, but I'm not sure, like, if I'm supposed to. Well, I guess we can test it. This is soft spoken right against your ear, and then this is whispering right against your ear. And then this is my tongue. Your ear is so hard. I'm so used to the flappy 3D ear. Oh, why is it hard? I mean, it does move. Very chemically today, sir. Okay, this is right in front of the ear, like on the silicone. I think the microphone's so heavy. I see what sounds the same as the other, yeah. Oh, it's the cables against the mic stand. This setup isn't very optimal right now. You are currently plugged into a power supply that runs outside my recording booth. But you're also, as I move a piece of scrap paper, you're also tethered to me through my Tascam because that's what I use to capture the audio. Yeah, I assume. Hitting against my chair. I need like a wooden bar stool instead of a metallic one. That would be ideal, but whatever. Okay. I'm now gonna kiss on the ear, not in front of. If the microphone can handle the peak of ear licking, because ear licking is actually like crazy clicky when you hear it, and like in my audios, I've ran it through so many filters so it doesn't pop, but it pops no matter what. Because with the spit, like if I start whispering in your ear really closely, you'll like hear my spit start to form and I have to keep swallowing it every time I'm. Say a sentence in a script. I'm sure I can lick away all the plastic, it's fine. Although, This doesn't feel like the same type of silicone as the 3D one. Someone's loading my feedback wall. And then we do, I'm not gonna say, move you around. Then this is gonna be a spit test for like the, I'm not gonna got that much spit in my mouth, but I'm gonna like spit on you. You don't mind, do you? You don't. There'll be no spit testing. What other things gonna test? To be honest, the ear licking's probably the hardest thing to gauge. Now, that might sound silly, but I basically can't create a vacuum seal between my mouth and your ear. Right in your ear hole bit, because it makes the audio flutter. I don't know what the actual technical term is, but yeah, I do plan on doing a tingles test later. I'm not sure I got it in me right now, but I'll just do ear looking for a little bit longer. Just to make sure. A longus? No, fuck it. And then, I'm fucking weird on. I'm not doing it. I can't do it off the top of my head. Although that would be a funny concept. I have to put myself on the spot to make up scripts. Because I can't even. Seems like if I lick your ears like a puppy dog, it's like a drag sound. Can you hear this? That's just my tongue going up. The 3D wouldn't make that kind of noise. Doesn't sound like I'm licking you. Oh, yuck. I just got a taste of it. Plastic. Oh, I never tested earbone. That's another one that breaks the mic. Pink ear. Oh, yeah. And you can hear my spit in the ear cupping, so we'll skip that one. Well, I'll be interested to edit this and see what it sounds like. Cause, what a fucking upgrade this microphone is, honestly. A very expensive upgrade that I need to earn back. Although, an ear licking joy wouldn't be the worst first audio. Or maybe some sort of role play. A socially unacceptable girl comes up to you because she saw you were wearing anime merch, or maybe at like an anime cafe convention. Ooh, anime convention. And I steal you, and you're like, oh, I'm so helpless, Johnny. And I'm like, shut the fuck up and let me make out with your ears. Oh, I wanna see you fucking quiver. Figure out the roleplay later, but I hope this was a fun test. Or it goes well in theory or horror. And then, oh, you know what? I do need to test the audio. So, to put it politically, when I record, it's not uncommon for me to break the audio levels. I'm gonna test it. I don't know how loud I can be. I'm coming. It seems like if I'm not in your ears, it almost balances it out automatically. Although I could just be completely and wholeheartedly fucking making that up. So what do you? And what do you think, you, the viewer? That was a Jax reference from the Amazing Digital Circus. But yeah. Well, that was my first ever K100 test. In the recording booth, in the Tascam, the live streams don't count because I'm tethered to the PC. And all you hear is the fan in the background. But as far as I can tell, the white noise in general... What white noise? Even the Tascam's hardly showing me any. Normally when I record with a 3DO, I can see a few bars on it. Sorry, I'm probably putting you to sleep with this. Might be good meta content. Go to sleep. Over me explaining all the ins and outs of my job. Oh, some job is. Slobbing the mic for 10 minutes. Oh, what a hard life. What a terrible, awful life. That's called sarcasm. Also, I play games for male attention. I don't. Okay, well, love you. Thank you for being here. That means I can do goofy little things like purchase a microphone. That's a stupendous amount of money. And the odds of me breaking it are pretty high due to the reason that, not a lot of ASMRs, shall we say, would be willing to do half the things I'm planning. I have to do pop rocks on you very soon, actually. I think you'll like that. Or I'll like it. I won't like the flavour, but... Oh, that noise is the back of my Tascam. It's loose. I should really tape it, but then you'd hear the tape. Because I'm always tethered to this thing. Well, fingers crossed you liked it. Bye bye. Totally harass you.